Initially, Catherine Wiley, who's a grandparent here in Mayo, came to us. I met her at a book launch here in the Education Centre, and she suggested that we might do something with schools in Mayo.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a lovely idea because it had a lot of educational merit for weaving various strands of the curriculum into various work for classes and so on and so forth. And I said we'd have a go in Mayo. So about 18 or 19 schools in Mayo took part last year. And the reaction was phenomenal.
Mm.
Very positive, very, very solid feedback from an educational point of view, from an intergenerational point of view, and from a social point of view in the context of the school in a community.
Yeah. And what kind of things came up? What kind of questions did the children have?
Mm. That was fascinating because the children asked about what life was like when these people were younger. And, of course, that linked into all sorts of things, history and geography, social context of food. And if you name a number of things that happened, for example, some of the children didn't realize that when their grannies and granddads were alive, that electricity started to come into that area. So they had to think about life without electricity for a while, and then suddenly there was a whole historical, cultural thing going on.
And social as well, because there are still people in the world without electricity, so I suppose...
Which we don't think about. We just turn the switch and figure that's fine, it's there. So it did bring all that. Now, if you think about an intercultural thing, we have children whose grannies were living in Nigeria and Latvia and Eastern Europe. And if the whole project spreads nationwide, then it could create a little ripple effect that would have positive benefits for everybody, for the school, for the old folk, for the older people who are grandparents.
So if teachers listening wanted to get involved or schools wanted to get involved, how would they contact you?
Mm. Well, it's very simple. We're trying to cut down on paper, so it's all on the website, which is www.grandparentsdayinschool.ie. So it's grandparentsdayinschool.ie, and teachers can contact us, our parents or grandparents themselves, if they want to get actively involved.
That was Art there, who was working he was the director of Mayo Education Centre, and now we're talking with Una. Una, you were one of the grandparents who went into the schools.
I was, yeah.
And what was that like? What did you go in? What was your expectation and what happened?
I really didn't know what to expect when I went in, but it was really extraordinary. The children were all sort of ready to entertain us. They sang, they played their tin whistle, they danced. They did a little drama, they did some recitations, and generally it was very entertaining for grandparents. It was lovely to watch them. They were fascinated at the idea of us walking to school, and some people, like a lot of other grandparents, interjected at this stage and told how they walked about 2 miles and sometimes 3 miles, and that they walked barefoot, and the types of lunches that we had. The children asked questions about the type of food that we had, and of course potatoes and vegetables and meat and that sort of thing. Fruit from the back garden, as in apples and pears and tomatoes and potatoes, vegetables, all of that. And they were fascinated, the kids were fascinated at all of that, because a lot of them didn't even think it came out of the ground, that, you know, they were bought in bags in green grocers and so on.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, it was fascinating. It was fascinating. And as it went by, the grandparents were only delighted to tell. One of the questions now was, what was your favourite food? And of course, we talked about barn brack and tea cakes and the Christmas cakes that we made with our parents and mixing it with our hands. You know, with everybody in the family took a part kind of in getting the butter and the sugar creamy, that sort of thing. And the kids were just fascinated, like, you know, were you these? They just couldn't believe we could do it.
Yeah.
Like they were coming from a machine oriented life. And the question about, then they asked, did you not like pasta, is what they said. And we said, well, we didn't even know there was such a thing as pasta. that sort of thing now, right? Or they were all going kind of, I don't believe it, you know?
Yeah, and would you go back? I mean, what did you learn from the kids, I suppose? Were you surprised surprise, if you like?
I really was fascinated, you know, at their interest, the interest that they had and the way they linked in so much to what we were saying. And while, like, it was huge surprise, it was also a story for them. You know, children have a natural affinity, in my view anyway, towards grandparents. They always have that kind of love and warmth and kind of, there's a bit of magic about a granny or a granddad always. Probably part of it because we're generous to them and have little sweets and we can break rules and things like that. But I do think that it has even a bigger value than that, that it's a kind of a, it gives them a sense of where they came from and where they're going. And while it mightn't be for very young children, they mightn't be able to kind of analyse it like that now. It's as they get older, they'll realise, oh, Granny told me this and Granddad did such a thing. Those kind of stories, that kind of becomes more meaningful to them as they get older.